words. They're funny, aren't they? The same word can have multiple meanings, like the word bark. It can be a noun, meaning the covering on a tree, or it can be a verb, meaning to make the sound a dog makes. Words are also very powerful because they create our reality. There's a difference in saying, I'm happy, as opposed to saying, I'm ecstatic, because ecstatic implies a deeper or more intense level of happiness, which may be our reality and therefore is what we want to convey. So we choose that word. Words are important, spoken or written, and so are our actions, because we all know that if what someone says doesn't match what they do, we'll believe what they do over what they've said, right? Our actions speak louder than our words. And then there's the living word. Then there's the words of the Bible that bring both word and action into a living existence, like Angie was showing the children. It brings a whole new meaning to our lives, because we can read the Bible or we can experience the Bible and let it come alive in us. We can read the Bible for an understanding of its content, or to learn about the times and practices of the people who lived back then, or even to glean some sort of wisdom from the sayings it contains. And then there's a whole different level of reading the Bible where we experience it, where we let it in, where we let it work inside of us. Because to say the Bible is the living word means it has an active power, because God dwells within it. It means the Bible was written by humans, yes, but inspired by God. And that means God can inspire us through those same words to bring about a lasting supernatural transformation within. It's like the story Jesus told about the farmer scattering seeds. A farmer went out to scatter seeds in a field, and some of the seeds fell along the road and were quickly eaten up by birds. Some of it fell on thin, rocky ground and started to grow, but because the roots could not take hold deep enough, it couldn't survive the heat of the sun, and it dried up. Some other seeds fell along the thorn bushes and couldn't grow because the thorn bushes took them over and choked them out. But some seeds fell on good soil and grew to produce an amazing crop. Jesus, in this story, is likening the message of God to a seed that can fall into the hands, heads, and hearts of many. But the thing is, no matter where the seed falls, it wants to grow. That's the nature of the seed. And just like the seed, our scriptures want to grow in us, to bring forth even more life in us. The message of God, as captured in the written words of the Bible, is not dead, it's alive. And living words are not powerless. They contain the power of God. So where will that power fall in you? Where are we at any given moment? Because sometimes we hear the word and it just doesn't live long inside of us. Other times we hear it and it takes hold of us for a moment, but we get distracted, so it kind of gets choked off and disappears. Then there are the days when whatever we have going on is so big, the words just seem to melt away, unable to survive whatever heat we have scorching down on us. And then there are moments like today where it clicks, where the soil of our souls are ripe and ready, and where what is written comes alive in us and speaks to us, and the seed God has planted grows and produces an amazing crop within us. So how can we have more good soil days? How can we make it so the living word can actually come alive and grow within us like we want it to? Well, if we want to experience the power and transformation of the living God that is revealed in the text, then we have to learn to engage the text beyond just a reading of it or a hearing of it. And we have to let go of what we think it means or is supposed to mean or what scholars say it means, and we have to become a part of it so it can become a part of us. And we can thank St. Ignatius of Loyola for teaching us a form of engaging the scriptures in just this way. In the 16th century, St. Ignatius created a method of praying the scriptures that uses the imagination instead of the intellect. While lying in bed recovering from battle injuries, he began to engage the scriptures using his imagination. And he realized it gave him a deeper relationship with God. That method is now the most used method for praying the scriptures around the world. Here's how it works. We read the text slowly, and we imagine being in the story. We actually place ourselves in the story by pretending we are really and truly there. This is where the imagination is needed, because we want to experience it, not think it. Which means we want to see it as vividly as we can in our mind's eye. So we ask, what do we hear? What do we see as we're there in that story? Are there people? What are they doing? Where are we? What are we doing? What is happening to us? What are we feeling while we're there? And remember, this is a form of prayer. So sometimes things can take an unexpected twist. Allow it to happen. It's of God. Allow God to work. Something significant is being revealed to you in that twist. Then, after we've experienced the living word in this way, we take time to write down our experience or anything that may have been revealed to us. When we pray the scriptures in the Ignatian way, we are no longer reading or hearing a story. We are living the story, and the story lives and breathes in us. And when the seed that God planted in that story falls into us, it's going to want to grow. And when the living word grows in us, we are transformed. We are forever changed. And we find we have even more good soil within us for more seed to fall on. Because the living word speaks way louder than other words. And what God does within us because of the story is way bigger than the story itself. Which is exactly why Jesus told the man not to tell anyone about the power that was worked within him, but to go and do in front of the priest what is required so people will see his transformation. So they will see it and believe. So they will experience it and be transformed. So a seed can be planted in them. Many seeds have been planted in our scriptures, and the stories that were written so long ago have also been written in us. May they take shape both on the page and within us. Amen.